Hare Krishna. Okay, today we got an interesting question. Sort of a question that devotees are sometimes reluctant to answer straight. Sometimes when the question is not so black and white, then we answer it in the wrong way. In any case, it's something that people in the outside world are really, really puzzled about. What is it? Well, here it is. Rajan writes, I chant my 16 rounds and I understand the concept of reincarnation to a certain extent. I have a genetic Christian condition from my father. I'm looking for answers to why me. I think I'm a good, honest soul in this birth. Kindly please assist me as I'm very lost. Hare Krishna. Now, for, I guess, many of you say, well, there's no problem with that. Everyone knows the answer, and it's a fact. Everyone does know the answer. And Rajan, it's due to your karma. This is the arrangement Krishna makes. Whatever happens to us is certainly as a result of our activities in this life or in a past life. And tatenu kampam susumikshamano. Accepting that is a requisite or prerequisite for Krishna consciousness, because when we don't accept it, then that means we don't accept Krishna, Krishna's way of doing things, and how do we expect to be Krishna conscious like that? So, if you look up this verse in the 10th canto, Tatenu Kampam Shishimik Shimano, then you'll find, I think, solace and nice understanding and explanation for what is here in this case, the very easily explainable version of why things happen, and very straightforward explanation. And that is that it's karma. Now, I say that sometimes in ISKCON we're reluctant to just accept this like that, because this straightforward answer that it's your karma is something that people don't necessarily like to hear or understand. For instance, when we say that in a tsunami, why does a tsunami, a natural disaster, kill so many thousands or tens of thousands of people, or an earthquake, or so on, or an Ebola disease, then people are saying, don't be so cruel. How can you say that some poor, innocent child who's never done anything, he deserves it? And they don't like to hear this thing that someone has deserved what's happened to them. And, of course, when we're in a very similar situation with Rajan, when he says he's got a genetically inherited condition, which means it's a disability or a disease, then it's something that's certainly coming from previous generations. It's coming from the past. And something from the past is a natural consequence of what happens in the present. We see in a book, many chapters in a book, when you just open a book and start reading it, and you read one chapter, something happens to someone, an event takes place, you don't understand it because you don't see the whole sequence of events, you don't see the context. But when you read the whole book from beginning to end, then everything becomes clear as to why. Whether we accept that why or not is something else. But for Vaishnavas, tatenu kampam shishamik shimano, yes, we accept why things happen because we accept Krishna. And this is Krishna's arrangement. This is the way Krishna has designed the material world. So who are we to object? We can just recognize that we're here by our own design, the things that are happening to us are by our own design, and if we accept these things in the correct attitude, then we start to live by Krishna's laws. The other sort of not so straightforward answer to the question is why are terrorists killing innocent children in different parts of the world, like for instance in Syria or Iraq? And here sometimes devotees may answer the question, oh, that's those kids' karma, and people really become upset by that. And in one sense, rightly so, because it's not the right answer, or at least it's not the complete answer. Nothing is happening by chance, which is, of course, what people will say. All right, well, if you don't like the answer about why so many people got killed in a tsunami, then what is your answer? And he says, well, it's just happening by chance. But that's no answer at all. That's not an explanation of why things happen. You're just saying that there's a certain chance of something to happen, but it's not the proper reasoning. So until you come up with a better reason, then at least you should accept this one. But when it comes to human beings, there's a bit of a difference. There's a bit of a difference between human beings, the natural world, the animal kingdom. Human beings have free will. They have a sense of free will. And they can either control their basic instincts or they cannot. So in the case of, for instance, a thief. I'm a thief, and I want to go and steal someone else's property, someone else's things. The fact that that person is the person to whom I was going to knock on, and not the person next door or the person on the other side or someone in another town, is that person's karma. He's meant to be stolen from. However, I'm a human being. The laws of the state, the laws of God say don't steal. And if I actually practice spiritual life, which again I'm obliged to do, and I follow not just Krishna consciousness but any religion that gives the spiritual strength, or is supposed to give the spiritual strength to resist one's lower nature, then I can change my own karma as a thief who's destined to steal, and I can also change the karma of the person who I was going to steal from. And of course, that's what the judge also would expect. The judge doesn't accept the answer, not just here in the Western world, but even in Vedic times, a judge, king, whoever, will not accept, well, it's my karma, I'm just acting as an instrument of my karma, what to speak of as an instrument of that other person's karma, so you can't punish me. There are higher powers that are in charge. No, you have the opportunity to change that karma, and because you didn't, and you contravened the laws of man, that may be your karma, but you did it, therefore you should be punished. So when this question comes up, why did this person do this, and why did it do that to this innocent person or this good person? Why do bad things happen to good people, done by people? Then it's due to that person's fate, due to that person's karma, and because that person did not exercise his free will in order to rise above that karma. So in this way, we need to be able and willing to take responsibility for our philosophy, our siddhanta, and whether it's palatable or unpalatable, and not whitewash it, as sometimes we may have the tendency to do. But at the same time, we shouldn't represent or misrepresent Krishna consciousness and the truths of devotional service, but present them in the right way. And of course, that's something that's obligatory for a preacher, but for devotees in general, because we can't go against the teachings of Shastra. We have to remain in harmony with the laws of the world, the instructions of the Lord. Otherwise, if we reject scriptural injunctions and how scripture describes things to take place and why things take place, then we're rejecting Krishna, and that's not a good precedent. So I hope that helps Rajan in his understanding of the situation, and we wish him to have all spiritual strength to be able to deal with his condition and recognize that whatever it is, he's extremely fortunate to have had the opportunity to come in touch with Krishna consciousness and make his life perfect so that he can get a body which has no such genetic condition, no such genetic inability, but a perfect spiritual body with which to serve Krishna. Hare Krishna.